did the manoeuvring in the pre-start, did that kind of raise the level of heat, I guess, in the start that was happening?
No, we knew they were going to be very aggressive, and you know, I think that's probably a trait of their team, and we figure the best way to match the aggression is to be aggressive ourselves, and you know, this particular start didn't work out as well as we'd liked, obviously, but we still came off the line in the position we wanted to be in, and you know, again, it just didn't quite go our way today with the with our strategy for the first beat.
Dean, why did you want to be in that position down to leeward when you've acknowledged and everybody else acknowledged that the right was favoured?
Well, if it was that clear, then I guess we wouldn't need weather teams and strategists on the boat. It was the right was wasn't that strong prior to the start. So it was more a case. It's the way it turned out. As the sea breeze filled, it went right, and that happened quicker. And after the 5 minute sequence, so you know, the communications had gone off, and as it did fill, it did go right. And there's a lot of intricacies in the way the sea breeze develops here, and there's days where the right is very, very strong, and then other days where it's a little bit more open of a racetrack, and you maybe the best way to capitalise on the right isn't necessarily tacking right first.
It's not. You got to work out there. Do you think that was the winning of the race though, that Desafie hooked into that right-hander?
Well, yeah, definitely. We after the start, they tacked off. We went a little bit further, tacked over, and we're actually pretty strong. On our wind direction, we were ahead of crosswind, and everything was looking pretty good to be in front of the first cross. And as we sort of progressed, the breeze started to flick more and more right, and we just couldn't, quite sort of take enough advantage. To be in front at the first cross.
So penalty or otherwise, that wasn't the winning or losing of the race.
Well, no, we nothing changed. We got the penalty. Nothing changed. We achieved the plan at the start. Figured that if we had the lead and were controlling the race, we'd have enough of a lead to be able to offset the penalty. And the problem was we just couldn't get the lead.
Given the way the first two races went, were you at all surprised at the showing they put on?
Oh, not at all. We've always known they're a good team. They've taken a race off Oracle. They're not slow. They get their nose in front. They're going to be strong. And today they sailed probably as good a race as they ever have. And that's it just shows if you let any of these teams get a nose in front, they're going to be very hard to pass.
Is there anything that you take from that race and work out how it might help you on Friday?
Oh, definitely. We debrief every race we do. It's the good ones and the bad ones, and talk about everything from communication to the plan to the key signs that we might have missed, and we discuss how we're going to do it differently next time. And the thing is, you're not going to get 100% of the calls right. There's going to be the odd one here and there, and you just like to think that your percentage of the ones you get right is better than the other guy.
But what you're discussing, is that about people, whether it's the weather team or the crew, rather than tinkering with the boat? Because we know Desafio and BMW Oracle have got new certificates and made changes.
Yeah, we think we've got a pretty good understanding of the Spanish boat and what its characteristics are. And from what we understand, from our observations, that they haven't changed anything too dramatic, so I don't think you'd put the result down today to boat speed.
Do you plan any changes though?
We're certainly always looking to figure out how best to optimise our boat, and we certainly wouldn't rule out changes either in this series or in the future.
Do you rate them now as a tougher competitor, that they've got that kind of confidence boost from a win like that?
No, any time you're in a semi-final, you always have to be prepared that you might drop a race. And we said internally before we even started the series, is no way anyone should expect that we're going to go through this five zip. I think it's be a mistake, because they are a good enough team to take races, and they're not slow. They can sail the boat well, and today they proved they can defend a lead very well.